The talk. Quote, "It's time you learned the pledge. It's a sort of ritual. As Black fathers have passed down to their Black sons for hundreds of years in this country, I give this pledge to you. Kill Move Paradise." For Black families across the country, conversation between parents and children about how to interact with law enforcement is a common occurrence. It is an exchange that is commonly known as the talk, and it happens in the homes of Black families across America, regardless of geographic region, socioeconomic class, or city and neighborhood. This long-held tradition in Black households was brought into the mainstream when, in response to a string of high-profile police shootings of young Black men in 2015, the New York Times released a short documentary entitled, A Conversation with My Black Son. In the 5-minute video, Black parents explain how they have to prepare their children for police encounters out of fear that such interactions could go horribly wrong. For these parents and their children, the talk is first and foremost about how to behave in the presence of police to mitigate any potential harm. No sudden movements, don't question why you're being stopped, comply with all verbal commands, never raise your voice. But the talk is so much more than this. The conversation has become something of a rite of passage for many Black children, who must become aware of their rights as citizens and come to terms with what it means to survive and thrive within a deeply complex and often hypocritical framework of race-based prejudice, violence, and discrimination. Quote, "Being an African American is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful blessing. But it's also a hard thing." Black parent from A Conversation with My Black Son, a short documentary released by the New York Times in 2015. Going back generations, Black parents have had to grapple with what it means to prepare their children to exist in the world with a Black body. In a country where Black people represent only 13% of the U.S. population, but account for 23% of all individuals killed by police, understanding the nuances of how you are seen and perceived by others, especially in the eyes of the law, becomes an impossibly important aspect of survival for Black youth. This is especially true for Black boys, for whom studies repeatedly show are frequently perceived as larger, scarier, and more prone to criminality than people of other races. For many Black parents, this means a standard police stop turning into a violent encounter is a very real, terrifying possibility. During the rehearsal process, the cast of Kill Move Paradise reflected on their own memories of the talk growing up and shared some of the rules of what it means to survive and to thrive while Black that their parents outlined for them. You can read the rules on the wall nearby.